So there's a variation on this called the Sun of My Soul. The sun is S-U-N. We were talking about it in the break. The sun in the sky with many rays of light coming out of the one sun. See? So this is an image for the one and the many. The one is the sun, the incredible sun that's always burning and giving energy and light, and so beautiful, and all of that lighting up in every direction. So in this variation, so we can see there the one consciousness, that's the sun, image for, yet another image for your nature is the sun, which is single and powerful and productive, abundant, energizing, giving, lighting up the world. That's lighting up the world. All those images. And what we are going to do is, if you just drop your arms now, and I'll show you. So you just have to look at me. What you're going to do in a moment, I have to show you first. You're going to turn around so you're facing out. You'll be shoulder to shoulder, but you'll have to watch. And then what you will do is you'll open your arms to embrace your view of the room. Now, I'll show you, because I'm smaller than you, because when we embrace, yours will go over. Let them overlap, do you see?
Okay.
And if I'm taller than the next person, mine will go over. But you want your, like a V, and let them overlap. And just to... we will do it fairly quickly. I'll go through it, and then I'll do it slowly, otherwise you'll get tired arms. But this is really just exploring your unique view out, which overlaps with the views of others that you hear about. But your view comes not from a person, but from the sun, the source. And when you look like the arms that were dancing, they come out the same source. So that is a way of thinking about many views out from one consciousness. So if you turn around now, as I say, I'll do it quickly and then I'll go through it slowly. Open your arms, and if just manage that. So just very quickly, so between your arms is your unique view of the room and the only view you get. And your arms overlap with the other people. You do not see their view, but you hear about it. And you see the same bit of the room, and so on. But you see your arms, there's nobody at the center. They come out of the source, the sun, the consciousness. And the other arms poke out of the same single eye, same space. All right, so drop your arms, and we'll just go through that a bit more slowly. So your view out, the field of view, but including all you think and feel and everything. This is your view, your experience, your life. And no one else experiences your life, only you. But when you talk to others, you hear about their views. That's where you overlap, because you can see perhaps the same bit of the wall, or you've experienced the gathering together, and you might live in the same town or country. So your experience overlaps with the people around you. But you do not directly experience it. It's hearsay. It's second hand. But you accept it. So you have your life that you experience, and you hear about the others. Empathy. Now, also, you're aware that your life is flowing from this source. You're looking out of this consciousness, this sun. And when you talk to others, you find out that they tell you they are also looking out of the same sun. And there is no differentiating marks on that. So your view is unique, is your view, the one you experience. It overlaps with the others. But at the center, we find one consciousness, that looks out, so to speak, through many single eyes. There's the mystery of the one that is also many. Wonderful. Yeah. So when you talk to others, you're finding out, you could say, what the view from the one consciousness is there, what that life flowing from that one consciousness is. All right.